We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Marks and Reese. Our Twitter question is today brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville. When you're shopping for the diamond engagement ring of her dreams, that's the place to go. Mark's Jewelers, they're the home team. Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville, Pennsylvania. Shop local with Mark's Jewelers online, marks-jewelers.com. There is some news out of Houston and the Texans. The Texans have cut a quarterback, Mr. Reese.
Ooh, boy.
Uh-oh.
Not Deshaun Watson.
The damn sure ain't cutting Deshaun Watson.
Josh McCown has been released. I forgot he was even...
You forgot he was stealing money this year. Yeah.
But
he had the best gig of the whole year.
Anybody in the league.
12,000
yes.
a week to sit at home and maybe
and
coach
Zoom
high
calls.
School football, yep. Yeah.
Yeah, so then the Texans signed him off of there, which he never even played or anything like that. But
interviewed him for the head coaching job.
Which was ridiculous. He may be on the staff. That's what the thought is, that he's gonna be a
I would imagine. Yeah.
Now, will that keep Deshaun Watson?
That's going to push him even further out the door.
Yeah, it. I mean, I don't know if I believe that the Texans with this thing where they're not trading him. But I feel like at some point they're going to say, okay, we're trading him. Give us your best offers. But you can't wait too long, Ike.
Yeah. Stop playing around. Get him to Miami. I don't think New York wants to do it because the price is so high.
Right.
And they're not ready to win right now, but Miami can go ahead and give up the picks. And they won 10 games last year.
Yeah, their roster's good enough to where he could be the missing ingredient.
They're a playoff team next year with Deshaun Watson.
Oh, sure, yeah. Absolutely. But you're right. The teams that don't have a lot and have to give up a lot of their assets to get him, it doesn't make a heck of a lot of sense.
Yep.
And he's not going to be happy. So that's that. Drew Brees over the weekend pushing this sled. First of all, if you saw the video, did you see the video?
Yes.
Why is he in an Applebee's parking lot pushing a sled into a street? There's cars trying to park, and he's pushing a weighted sled in the parking lot? What is he doing?
He's getting ready for the booth.
I have no idea.
I know, it's just the weirdest thing. It's one thing to see the training videos at some facility. He's in a parking lot.
Like he's going down a driveway or something. I don't know what the hell he was doing. You're right. Cars parking and everything. Yeah. I'm like, what is he doing?
What's he doing? Yeah. So what is he doing to where it felt like it was – because the caption over the video said, you know, something must be brewing. He's going cray-cray, which I don't – why he's using Cray Cray's trainer, but it seems like they're putting that out there just to try to stir the pot before he retires. But what is he doing working out like that if he doesn't intend to come back?
I have no idea. He hasn't announced he's retiring yet.
Which a lot of people thought it would come the week after the Super Bowl, and that came and went, and then that came and went again, and now we're sitting here on March 1st. See, here's what I wonder if it is, Ike. Tom Brady has made a guy like Drew Brees who says, like, we were in the game against Tampa. If I would have played better, which I can, we could have beat them. Yeah. We could have won the Super Bowl. I can still play. Why am I retiring right now?
Mm-hmm.
So he says, give me one more year, even though maybe before he thought, I'm done, I left it all on the field. Now he says, well, why am I done? Why am I doing this?
Yeah, you're done because mentally you've already started preparing for life after football. It's a wrap, Drew. Can you physically still go out there and play some games and be effective? Sure you can. But mentally, you've already retired. You've already told yourself that this is what I'm doing when I'm done playing. And it was supposed to happen after this season. Like trying to create this perfect ending to where you can walk away like Peyton Manning with a Super Bowl victory. Peyton was lucky. He was hot garbage his last year.
Yeah.
So he was fortunate that he was carried to the Super Bowl and the defense won the Super Bowl so he could leave with a Super Bowl trophy and retire like John Elway did.
That's not the norm. That happens every once in a blue moon.
This was your shot.
Yeah.
You had your shot at home.
And his play, three interceptions, are the biggest reason why they didn't make it.
And
I agree.
Keep getting injured. Like, dude, you had, what did he have, 11?
Whatever it was,
broken ribs and a collapsed lung?
Yes.
Like, what do you want to do, die on the field?
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, that hit he took that broke his ribs.
Well, he's lucky he's not dead.
Man! Yeah. So, and you're right, the Super Bowl sort of lit a fire under him, watching Tom Brady do his thing. And now Brady's like, I'm not retiring until I'm 45. So Brees is like, well, hold on. Tom Brady's going to pass all my records by a mile if he plays until he's 45.
Yeah, it was 11 broken ribs, right?
Yeah, so right now he thinks he can still do it another year.
Maybe.
I think he is thinking about it.
Well, I mean, honestly, I can see wanting to stay in shape just because you're not pushing a weighted sled through a parking lot to stay in shape.
I think he is thinking about it because he wants to come back, but I bet you his wife is like,
come on.
I mean, those broken ribs, what do you think she was thinking? And a collapsed lung.
Yeah, don't die.
Yeah.
Is what
you
she
think
was thinking.
She wants you to go back out there?
When did you know mentally that you weren't going to be playing anymore?
Oh, man. I want to say mid-November.
Yeah.
Of my final year. Yeah. When I started thinking about what I'm going to be doing, and I started making phone calls about other things being available potentially or what have
life
you.
Life after football.
Internships I wanted to do in the offseason, stuff of that nature that I wanted to use this offseason to really start preparing for life after football. Atlanta just helped me retire.
Right.
They cut me.
Right.
So if they hadn't have cut me, I wouldn't have retired.
Yeah, you would have kept the –
I mean, came back and stole a year, stole money to find my last year. But they cut me, so they did me a favor. I didn't want to train and prepare and do all that stuff.
Get ready for the season again.
Yeah, I didn't want to do that, but if I was on a team, I would have had to do it.
Did you consider after – I mean, when did they cut you? That was
– Well, they cut me in March. I went and worked out for the Rams in March before free agency began, and the Rams – I'll never forget this. Dude, they worked me out so bad out there in St. Louis. I told my agent – on the way to the airport, unless a team is signing me without working out, don't call me. Because if this is what it's going to be like all offseason, I ain't doing this.
You were working out like an undrafted free agent?
Like it was a game next week or something. This Joker just had me out here like, we play next week. It's March. Like, dude.
Let the Broncos sit.
We just finished a season. I'm 33. You think I'm not in tip-top shape right now for you to take me through a damn workout like it's a tryout? You crazy?
Oh, my God.
So, I agree with the coach, actually. I think the coach made the right decision.
Ike's doing wind sprints.
You gotta be coming ready to compete.
Goalpost to goalpost. Come on, Reese.
This dude got me dropping in coverages and everything else. I'm like, man, what's going on? I hadn't worked out like that since before I got drafted.
So
like individual workouts.
If the right opportunity would have came, you probably would have taken it. But you were at the same time, you were at peace if you didn't play another game.
You know where the right opportunity had to be?
Here.
So I'd already started building the house. I was already coming back.
Right.
In 2007. I was already coming back to this area regardless. So the only way I was going to play is if Andy gave me a call.
Right.
If Andy said, you know, whatever, then I'm like, yeah, of course. I'm right here. I'm at home. I don't feel like going to play in Green Bay or Seattle or
be away from your family.
Yeah,
for
I don't
5
feel
months.
Like doing all that. Yeah, I don't feel like doing that. I'm good.
And maybe like, you know, you don't make the team out of training camp, but you got to go in there and you're fighting for a job or whatever.
And then next thing you know, the recession hit, and I wish I hadn't retired. 2008 came. I was like, hey, man, I should have been playing. I should still be playing somewhere.
Yep. Arena League.
And so was Renee.
Damn right.
You better get back out there.
Ike, the worst mock draft.
Oh, what you got?
According to a lot of people, it's from Ryan Wilson of CBS Sports. And I think the joke's on us because he puts this out there and we talk about it and he gets clicks on it. So what does he care? You wonder maybe that's why he did it with the Eagles at six. So it looks a lot like some other mock drafts here, which is Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson, Ja'Marr Chase, 3 to the Dolphins, Justin Fields, 4, Penei Sewell, 5th, and the Eagles at 6, they take a quarterback. But it's a quarterback that hasn't been linked to them previously. And no, it's not Trey Lance. Mac Jones from Alabama gets picked with the 6th pick by the Eagles.
God.
And here's the little capsule. Who knows what the Eagles will do with the 6th pick, but it's hard to imagine they no-showed in that Week 17 game just to take a wideout or an offensive lineman. Something you said.
Yep.
And
it ain't Mac Jones, though.
Here's the problem with what he's saying. And with Carson Wentz now in Indy, there has to be a plan B behind Jalen Hurts, who is reunited with his former Alabama teammate, Mac Jones. No, Jalen Hurts becomes plan B if they draft Mac Jones
yes.
with the 6th pick.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
They are not taking Mac Jones with the 6th pick.
No, I don't believe they are. But here's what I'll say.
He'll be a top 12 pick, maybe.
The Eagles, they go down to that Senior Bowl and they fall in love with players because they get to work up close and personal with these college seniors. That's how they fell in love with Jalen Hurts. And a lot of the players that they draft usually play in the Senior Bowl.
Yes.
That's their first opportunity to lay their eyes on them and get an up close and personal look at them. Now, again, I don't think they're going to draft a Mac Jones, but he was at the Senior Bowl. And it's also the reason why some mock drafts have Carolina taking Mac Jones, because Carolina's coaching staff was
the coach
at the Senior Bowl. So that it does happen. I think Wentz blew up at the Senior Bowl, didn't he?
Yeah,
that's where Jerry Jones. I think the Cowboys staff was that year, and Jerry Jones is like smitten.
Yep. So that's what happens at the Senior Bowl.
And Mac Jones was the star of the Senior Bowl.
Yes.
Both in his interviews with the how he took coaching and everything else, and his play on the field.
Yep.
And he's really a fast riser too. I mean, Devontae Smith said it, but he said he would take him over Tua. But
the only thing Mac Jones doesn't have that these other guys have is an electric arm,
right?
And the running ability that some of these other guys have, the athleticism that they have that a lot of teams are looking at. But I would say this, Justin Herbert, underrated athlete, not looking to run first. And because he wasn't one of these dual threat guys, people didn't pay attention to him. He wasn't the sexy pick. Guy like Mac Jones, I'm not saying the Eagles are going to take him, but that's a quarterback that was efficient. When throwing, he played at Bama, got good size. Somebody's going to take him in that top 10. Somebody will. I don't think the Eagles will, but somebody's taking him.
Yeah, I don't disagree. If he slides a little bit, New England maybe jumps into the top 10 to get him or whatever.
I can see him going in front of Trey Lance. Because Trey Lance, to me, is more of an athlete than he is quarterback.
Well, he is. He's raw. And Trey Lance, some people think Trey Lance can even surpass Justin Fields, and he could be the third quarterback taken.
Oh, wow.
Just depends. He's got the highest ceiling, but he also could be.
Yeah, I'm watching him. I'm like, nah.
Yeah,
I can't do it.
I know my scout reports are skewed right now because people still are torn up about Justin Jefferson.
Yeah.
But he has the same, like, stone feet in the pocket where he locks on a guy that Wentz did.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, here we go.
Yeah, it looks heavy. Not that he's a bad player. He just wouldn't be at the top of my list.
Well, he's the least ready to play right now. And he's only played with 30 – he had 30 throws in the last, 14 months or the last even longer than that because he opted out?
Yeah.
So he hasn't played, and he's 20 years old. So he's the one guy that actually needed to play.
Oh, he's only 20?
Yeah, he's 20 years old.
Wow.
It's unbelievable. But he definitely, and he's also either he locks in on a receiver, or once he sees he doesn't have the receiver open,
he takes off. He's a project.
Yes, he's a project.
Yep.
Got a lot of upside.
Mm-hmm.
215-592-9494. Marks and Reese, we'll take your phone calls on the other side. T and Kyle Jill's up next. Also, check out the Marks and Reese text line. Marks and Reese, 94 WIP. Marks and Reese, we are back. We'll check the Marks and Reese text line in just 1 second, but let's check in with our buddy T in Collinsville. What's up, T-Bone?
What's happening, fellas? What in the damn hell? Got me all messed up. I was thinking about supper. Came home to watch. Long shift and had me a beer. And Howie got me madder in the way of hand, but Herb over here talking about fullback in the 5th round. I know what. His cornbread ain't done in the middle.
T making an early case for the caller of the year, Ike.
His cornbread ain't done in the middle. Oh, man.
Yo, what's up, man? I'm over here thinking about maybe we should get Bobby Boucher for our water boy, man. Herb. You like that, Herb? Come on, man. You can't be calling with this stuff no more. We got to check these pills, baby. Got to check these pills. How y'all all doing, man? Look at some Ike juice, man.
Hook him up.
Oh, yeah. Let's do it.
They must have been drinking that Ike juice.
Hey, man. I tell you what, man. Y'all crazy. Just straight up. Y'all crazy, and I love it, man. Y'all be putting some stuff out there talking about Russ on Friday like I ain't hear that. What you trying to do with Russ, man? For real. What you trying to do right now? Like, are y'all into some hot takes? I'll give you a hot take right now if you want a hot take, man. You want a quarterback?
Yep.
You want a quarterback? Okay, we're going to do hot take style. Let's go get Jalen Waddle to be our backup quarterback. You like that hot take? Is that good enough for you?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, man. Come on, man. Let's be realistic, everybody, man. That's all. Howie still sucks.
So you don't want Russell Wilson is what you're saying?
No, that's too much. Oh, and by the way, why don't y'all listen to me more, man? Y'all are sleeping on Josh Hanks lap, but who's the new strength and conditioning coach? Everybody I fired is fired except Howie. So can
yeah.
you put in a good word? Everybody I fired. I fired like 15 people on air. Every one of them except Howie. Talk to Jeffrey, tell him what's up, man. I don't know. Tell him I'll hook him up with something in the back of the trunk or whatever we got to do, man. Because Howie is trash, baby. And I'm sick of it. I'm really sick of it. That's
yeah. all. Still here, T.
T, this is. I think this is it. He's going to have another chance with these draft picks. These drafts this year, next year, if they're complete busts, I don't think he survives. I don't believe Howie Roseman has a job for life, and Jeffrey Lurie is just going to say no. Howie's great or whatever. I don't like his behavior. I don't like how how protective he is over Howie. But he's also like Jeffrey Lurie is rich for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
All right, like he's not just going to keep a guy that's caught. Like if they lose games, Jeffrey Lurie's going to have to say like, well, listen, like you have to do better or I have to move on. He fired Joe Banner before, so
mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
hopefully we don't find out.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, I don't know.
We'll see. All right, Marks and Reese text line. Go ahead, Jack.
Text line.
Do the deal? Remember that. And people really want me fired right now. This team would be nothing without me. Howie from his hot tub.
Yeah. Do the deal. What would happen if you did the deal many years ago?
No Super Bowl.
Probably no Super Bowl, yep.
Chip, probably fired by now.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, for sure. Definitely.
Sure.
It maybe would give him another year.
It would have lengthened his leash.
I mean, maybe. Or they would have been bad with Mariota as their quarterback as opposed to bad without Mariota as the quarterback.
Oh, they would have been bad with him.
Yeah. Yeah,
so, the guy, I mean, he's not that. He's not a starting quarterback.
No, you're right. He looks like Jalen Hurts, except Jalen Hurts still has the potential to be a starter, to where Mariota looks like that he's just a draft bust. All right, what's next?
How about bringing back Tim Tebow? He's available. Tim in South Jersey.
Yeah, he is no longer playing baseball. How about that?
There you go.
Retired from baseball. And
what do you think about that, Jack?
Oh, I just made a mockery of the sport for 4 years.
Now, see, that's not fair. That's not fair.
It is fair.
No, it's not, yes. Because he put up – his numbers weren't good, but there's a lot of minor league players whose numbers aren't good either, and he didn't take the Mets putting him in the big league game in a regular season. He didn't do that. He didn't hang around long enough to do that. He got invited to spring training. He wasn't good enough to be a major league player. He gutted it out, Jack.
Yeah, I mean, he was trying to play minor league baseball and then do the SEC Network on Saturday. Like, it's, you know, it's a – joke.
All right, what's next?
Mariota is 6'4", which makes little man Marks 5'4". Mike in Montco.
Does not. I am 5'10". You look at the picture. I do look short in the picture. I think Mariota's more like 6'8", not 6'4". Or he was wearing Tim's, and it gives him an extra inch or two. All right? I am not 5'4".
Right.
Closer to 5'10". What's next?
Need Joe Conklin to introduce Herb from the Northeast, Chuck from Mount Airy, and Ingy into the casters this year with Chip Snapper. Oz from Warminster.
Yeah.
How about that, Oz? Well, we do have some guys that come on and their voice is very distinct, right? Unique, people, yeah. people recognize them as soon as they hear the voice.
Yes, Chuck.
I would imagine Joe Conklin could pull off some of these voices.
Well, he could definitely do Herb.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, definitely.
He does Herb in his sleep.
Yep. What's next?
Oh, Slushy and Slurpee are definitely not the same. And Slurpee, 7-Eleven. Ice, Wawa. Yep. Slushy, some theaters, bowling alleys, and indoor sports complexes. Bill C. in Warrington.
You're right, Bill C. And it's just because Jack, like, he knew what a 7-Eleven was, but he didn't really know what a 7-Eleven, he doesn't really know what 7-Eleven is.
Well, just listen, my whole point was that it's still a slushy-related thing. You know, I know a Slurpee, I know what they are, but they're
I'm with
still
you, Jack.
A slur, a
it's the same thing to me.
Yeah. It is the same thing, but you wouldn't go in and not call a Big Mac a Big Mac. You wouldn't call it a burger with special sauce on it.
Or a double.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll try it and see how it goes.
But the Slurpee, I haven't had a Slurpee in years.
No.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, lost the flavor too quick for me.
Yeah, I get a little watered down.
The Slurpee was the one that held it throughout, you know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was good, you're right.
Always enjoyed it.
All right, what's next?
Ike sounds like a cowboy when he says wooder.
Clear water?
Tom from Abington.
Text line.
It's clear water.
Clear water?
Clear water.
Clear, Ike, it's perfectly fine if you say it normally.
That's the only way it's going to be said.
Yeah, not everybody said. No one on the show says water. Jack, you don't say water.
No.
If you do say water, that's fine. It's regional to this area.
Let me just throw this out there. We can't overrun this joke, though.
All right. Yeah. Let's go to Angry Al.
let's not overrun the joke.
Angry Al, how are you?
Jerry Mark.
What's up, buddy?
What's up, man?
Hey.
What's up, Al? What's up, Al? I'm sorry.
Billy.
Hi, Al.
I wanted to give you a prediction on the Phillies. You hung up. You didn't pick me up Friday.
I don't care.
I don't remember. I don't know. I don't know what happened. Sorry.
Oh. 90 wins, brother.
90 wins?
90? Oh,
90.
Wow.
At least 85.
Well, I mean, there's a big difference between least 85 and 90.
I think they're going to win 90.
All right, so break it down for me.
I don't even know why. I just think COVID, something, this is just, they're going to win some games. It's going to be an halfway enjoyable season.
Is he selling you on the 90, Ike?
No.
Well, here's how. That Eflin turns into a true number three. Wheeler and Nola have good seasons. And if they had a good bullpen last year, they're a playoff team, easy playoff team. So if they really did improve the bullpen and Dombrowski has a lot of arms that he's throwing at you, I mean, that's how. The problem is your division is very good, right?
Yeah.
You don't have the extra playoff team.
I don't know. I'm telling you, I don't know why I think it, but I think they win 90. I think they actually get the wild card.
Okay.
You sent a tweet out, the best album?
Yeah. Yeah. What's the best album?
Are You Experienced? Jimi Hendrix.
Are You Experienced? Jimi Hendrix.
Yep. First studio album he ever did.
Mm. So that'd be your vote. All right, Al. Be good, man. Check in later this week. Yeah. What's it? It's the anniversary of what, Jack?
Dark Side of the Moon.
By Pink Floyd, which is regarded by many to be a great album.
Yeah, I think I'd go in another direction.
Are you not breaking down Pink Floyd?
No.
Do they do albums anymore, or they're just singles that are released?
No, Taylor Swift's put out a couple new albums.
The new albums that are out?
Yeah, you breaking them down?
I'm with John on that. I didn't even know they still put out albums.
Well,
I don't know.
Albums.
They just release music, right?
Yeah. But no one's calling them CDs, you know?
Right.
They're albums. They're always albums.
I just go to Spotify and download
them. Yeah, well, just Taylor, listen.
On your drive home, Taylor Swift's new album's out. You can go listen to it, and you'll enjoy it, I'm sure.
Are you for real that you listen to it? Or?
Well, Jill plays it all the time. So, yes, I've heard it many times.
Trying to put it on Jill.
Well, listen, there's a part of me that enjoys it.
That's okay.
I've been in a dark time without baseball.
There's nothing wrong with Taylor Swift.
She has some good songs. Yes. I used to be very anti-T-Swift, but I might be more in.
Listen, the idea of a man not being a fan of a female artist is ridiculous. There are plenty of female artists that I love. Mary J. Blige, Whitney Houston. There's so many albums. Anita Baker. I grew up on Anita Baker. There's so many albums of female artists that I get into, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, do women not like men, male albums?
Right. Exactly. So, yeah, you don't have to apologize for liking Taylor Swift.
No, you got to listen to Driver's License on your way home. That's a hot new song. I'm telling you, man. It'll put you back in high school.
No, the thing with me is that I'm not in the age bracket to be listening to Taylor Swift. I'm good.
Yeah,
that.
Well, Howard loves Taylor Swift. Howard. Yeah,
he shouldn't either.
They're best friends.
They are friends. There's a picture to prove it. Ike, the 76ers are 3-point. We're going to say 2.5 or 3. I'm seeing it at 3 points right now on FanDuel, but in some other spots, it's 2.5.
Yeah, Tobias is out, and Embiid looks like he's not playing.
Oh, boy.
He's questionable.
Can't wait.
So, yeah. That line is going down.
So maybe, yeah, I mean, depending on who you like, maybe wait or maybe grab it right now. So we'll see. Ben Simmons actually, you know, he pushed that total over with that three-pointer.
Mm-hmm.
Sent the game in over territory on that garbage three that he took the other night.
Was everybody taking the under?
I don't know, but I know that I saw a couple people mad, like, damn it. Come on, Ben. Garbage three. What? I mean, didn't Spike have he kept betting $5 on Ben making a three.
And he finally hit on one.
Finally hit.
No, I think he stopped, and now he hit.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah. I don't think he's done it in a little bit.
So he didn't even collect. Well, this is waiting on a month for Ben to hit one. He's tired of betting.
That's an L. Coming up next, Joe Giglio.
He's tired of giving away money.
He's tired of giving away. Yeah, I mean, it's fun to do it 1, 2, 3 times, and every game you're betting 5 and losing. No, thank you. Joe Giglio is coming up next, everybody. We're back tomorrow. See ya.
Hey, one of the things I love about betting on basketball is I'm always finding new player props or game props that I like. And what's cool about FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino is you can combine these props with other bets from the same game to score an even bigger payout. It's called a same game parlay bet, and you can only find them on FanDuel. Now, we're talking about player point totals, rebounds, assists, all of them combined into one bet for the same game parlay bets. Also, money line, over under, point spreads, all these things can be combined in the same game parlay bets. And right now, new and existing users can get up to $25 back each day if your parlay falls one leg short with same game parlay insurance. You heard that right. Every day. That's why I bet on FanDuel Sportsbook. Here are some other reasons. How about this? Easy to use, easy to register, easy to deposit. You get your winnings back in as little as 24 hours. How about the live betting? I'm not a big live betting person, but I know some people love those. The odds boost and specials are my favorites. And FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of Radio.com and 94WIP. So just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app today to try the same game parlay. Make sure you use promo code Ike at sign up. Again, that's promo code Ike.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.